Yo, what is up? This is Drake and Derek Talk Show.
Today, we've got plenty topics brand new to discuss. Of course, we got the quick news section. We're also talking about Tyler Hero, some head coach signings in the NBA. Suns are now betting on favorites to win the NBA championship. Some NFL news allowing alternate helmets. Patrick Patterson, safety of the Cardinals, saying players should get vaccinated. And, of course, we've got quick news. All right. So, we're going to start off with quick news like usual. The Canadiens versus the Lightning will be the Stanley Cup matchup.
No doubt Canada, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll keep you guys updated with scores every time. Bears wide receiver Marquise Goodwin will compete in the Olympic long jump trial. So, hopefully he can qualify for the Olympics. Steelers signed Trey Turner. Chiefs Frank Clark has been arrested. Texas A&M get 4-star quarterback in the class of 2023, Eli Holstein. Rats to him.
Is Frank Garland the coach?
Larry Nance Jr. of the Cavaliers wins NBA's first ever community award. NC State have been eliminated from the College World Series. Mike Soroka re-tears his Achilles. Steelers cut David DeCastro. And the Jets sign Morgan Moses. And then moving on to the YouTube boxing. This isn't really boxing, though. So, BKFC, I'm not quite sure if it starts for Bare Knuckle Fighting Club or, like, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. One of those two. But there is a YouTuber, two TikTokers, and Blueface fighting on this card. So, first matchup is YouTuber Nick Ireland, who you might know from the Ireland Boys Productions, fighting TikToker DK Money, and then, of course, rapper Blueface going against TikToker, famously known for stealing videos, Newmain.
Nick Ireland is the one guy who, like, should have fought Kale Sriracha or something. I think Nick Ireland is a pretty good fighter. He's built for the fighting organization, so I think he's going to win the fight. And then I think that Blueface is going to win because he's got gang experience.
He's got, I think he's got 7 inches on Newmain. So I got Blueface and Nick Ireland taking the dub.
And Blueface was a football player.
Yeah. So that's a quick news topic, like usual. So we'll move on to the real topics to get into. First topic of the day. People are saying there's a 75% chance that Tyler Hero is traded this offseason.
I mean, Tyler Hero's not, like, no disrespect, bro, but this guy's kind of trash. He's not good. He didn't average more than 10 points.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, which, bro, you're dog water. And I think he should be traded because the Heat are a pretty good team, and I think that they should get rid of Tyler Hero because, like, he's a very bad player. No disrespect, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, teams will be interested. He's still young. He's going into his third year. But the Heat expected too much of Tyler Hero. Yes, he had an amazing bubble run. He was averaging, like, 16 points per game in the bubble for a rookie, which is really good. But this year, I mean, he did average everything higher in the regular season, like career highs. He had 15 points per game, 5 rebounds, and 3.5 assists per game. But once the playoffs started, those numbers went down significantly. He only averaged 9 points per game, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and only shot 30% from the field.
That's kind of, I mean, bro, that's an instant trade. That's a quick sell.
You know, a trade I could see happening possibly is, like, if you watch our last episode, we said Spencer Dinwiddie to the Heat. I could see a sign-and-trade where the Nets sign Spencer Dinwiddie, and then they trade Spencer Dinwiddie for, like, Tyler Hero and, like, Precious Achiuwa and, like, a pick. I could see that happening because the Heat are in win-now mode, and the Heat or the Nets can use some young core because they don't have a very bright future. But, yeah, so do you think this will happen this offseason?
For sure. I think he's going to the Nets and Spencer Dinwiddie is going to the Heat because Spencer Dinwiddie would be a great fit for the Heat, and then Tyler Hero would be a great fit for the Nets.
Yeah, obviously the report said there's 75% chance or more, so there's a 3/4 chance he's going. To think this season, the Rockets could have, or the Heat could have got James Harden for Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn, and Duncan Robinson is crazy. Obviously, the Nets got Harden, but they did not win the champion, the finals, and the Heat got swept by the Bucks. But we'll get onto the Bucks later.
Yes.
In this episode. All right. Moving on, we've got some NBA head coach hirings. So, recently, the Mavericks fired Rick Carlisle, who is now signed with the Pacers. We told you guys that last episode. They have signed Jason Kidd and have also hired head coach J.J. Barea.
I mean, Jason Kidd a couple years back coached like the Milwaukee Bucks. He was a pretty good player in his career. He was a flashy passer, you know, pretty good player, good fit for the Mavs when he played in their day. And him coaching with the Mavs when he was a player with the Mavs, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, like my brother said, the Mavs, he used to play for the Mavericks and he did coach for Milwaukee. I'm pretty sure he was assistant for the Lakers this year. I may be wrong about that. I know he was an assistant coach this year. It was either for the Clippers, Nets, or Lakers. Maybe not. Maybe I'm completely wrong. As well as the head coach signing of J.J. Barea. J.J. Barea was a former player for the Mavericks. He was part of that 2011 championship team that beat the Miami Heat. And one thing that really benefits Jason Kidd signing with the Mavs is he can now mentor Luka Doncic.
And that is a great fit because Luka can shoot. He can do a lot of things. Him being a great player at this age, I think with Jason Kidd being one of his coaches, I think he can help Luka with like skill, like getting a good role and like fits for like passing, flashy passes, moves, ball handling.
Yeah, so Luka Doncic, top 5 player in the league in my opinion, and then you have a top 10 point guard of all time who was really known for his passing and his perimeter defense as well as being up there in the top guards to block shots. I think will definitely help out Luka. Hopefully, Jason Kidd could help them to lead them outside of the first round because the past 2 years in Luka's career, they have been first-round exits. Anything else you got to say about the Mavs?
No, but them signing Jason Kidd is a very good move for them.
Another head coach signing that happened yesterday. The Blazers hire former Pistons coach who was in the run for Celtics until they signed Ime Udoka, Chauncey Billups.
Pistons, I feel bad for you, Blazers.
Oh.
You have a Pistons coach, literally the worst franchise in history. I mean, don't get me mad. The Bad Boy Pistons were pretty good, but, like, they suck the rest of the years. They've been having awful coach, awful players. They have awful sports teams like Detroit. They, like, Detroit Pistons, I feel bad for the Blazers signing a terrible coach.
You think this is a bad signing? I think this is absolutely a great idea. There, just because he was a Pistons player does not mean anything. Chauncey Billups was an extremely smart player. He was part of that 2004 Pistons championship team. I believe he won the finals MVP that year. He was overall smart player. He also did really good with the Nuggets with Carmelo Anthony. Overall, he's been like on NBA, like inside the NBA, NBA on TNT. He just knows his stuff and knows a lot about basketball. And I think this is a massive W for the Blazers to help mentor, again, point guards in Dame and CJ McCollum, as well as the younger point guard, Anthony Simons.
All right, I kind of take that back, but, you know, now I agree. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know you're trying to get there, but I think these two head coach hirings by the Mavs and the Blazers were overall decent. So, yeah. Anything else you got to say about the head coach signings?
I mean, congrats to him for actually going to a good team.
Yep. So, hopefully both these teams can make the playoffs. And hopefully Dame Dollar decides to stay in Portland. I'd be fine if he got traded to the Warriors, because of the Chauncey Billups hiring. Moving on, we got some NFL topics to talk about. So this has been in high demand for a long time. NFL have officially agreed to allow alternate helmets. So back then, or like now, they've could play with classic jerseys, but they have to have their normal helmets. Actually, I don't even think they could wear classic jerseys. They just have to wear their normal. Actually, yes, they can.
Yeah, because I remember when the Bears had like that one classic helmet and jersey. Yeah.
So they could only wear classic jerseys, but they couldn't wear their old classic helmets. And the NBA is now, or NFL is now allowed that.
I mean, that's pretty cool for having like classic helmets allowed to the NFL. I bet some people out there would like to have classic helmets with also the classic jerseys to fit in with, you know, the jerseys and gear.
Yeah, obviously we can see some cool helmets this year. Obviously the old Eagles. I forgot what team. I'm pretty sure like the Buffalo Oilers or something like that. I don't remember what team that used to be. I think that was the Titans. I think they're the Buffalo Oilers, so that we can see that. Hopefully, our Bears can have some cool helmets out, even though our old school jerseys were not the greatest. We basically kept the same style for 50 years. but yeah. Anything else you got to say about this?
Nah, but that was pretty cool. But hopefully, Bears can get some cool gear. Same, I agree. They've literally had the same thing for the past 50 years, but maybe they can mix up some cool helmet, old school helmet.
Yeah. I got nothing else to say about this, so we'll just move on from here. Cardinals safety Patrick Patterson says these NFL players should get vaccinated. What are your opinions on this?
I mean, I think they should get vaccinated because so they don't get sick when they play. And I agree with him. That's totally smart because a lot of people are getting the vaccination. And I think that NFL players, only some of them are vaccinated, but I think all of them should get the vaccination.
Yeah.
So it can go back to full capacity.
I think these players should get vaccinated, honestly. Okay. My brother's gonna be back in a second. I'll talk from here. I do think these players should get vaccinated for so many reasons. One, Bears players like Eddie Goldman are like scared of COVID, but they're not vaccinated. And there's some people that might sit out this year because they're scared of COVID. Just get the vaccine. Overall, it hasn't been effective on adults. I mean, I think it was like the Pfizer vaccine that affected like 6 women blood cells, but that was only women. That might be outdated. I heard that like 3 months ago. So if that doesn't sound smart now, my bad.
I'm back.
But overall, this is a smart idea. Obviously, you want every player playing. You don't want COVID going around. I mean, some people might think the vaccine's fake or political. I'm not going to get into that. I don't want anyone talking about it. I'm just going to keep my opinions private. But yeah, the vaccination would be a good idea. Everyone can play. You wouldn't have to postpone games. You wouldn't have to make sure certain players sit out because of contact tracing. And you just want overall everyone playing because, like, the Chiefs got screwed over in the Super Bowl because, like, they had 2 starting linemen that got caught with COVID, and they couldn't cancel the game since it is the Super Bowl.
And then they got swept.
I mean, it's only one game, but
yeah.
they got obliterated. But yeah, the vaccine should be definitely used by these players. They're adults. It's just for kids that enlarged hearts are happening, so that's not going to affect them at all. I agree with Patrick Patterson. If some players aren't willing to do it, I see it. It's like their political view, what they want to see, maybe, or not. Yeah, so I just think they should do it. Any more thoughts you got?
No, I think they should do it. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, just if you're an adult, get the vaccine. We can end this coronavirus thing as soon as possible. All right. Moving on, we gotta talk about that Bucks Hawks game last night.
Obliteration!
I personally did not watch this game that much. We got home a little later when the game started. We got home at halftime. So we missed the second half. I came back. I'm pretty sure it was 89-57 when I first turned on the game. And then it was just obliteration. I didn't see the stats or anything. We were just home a little later.
We just saw Brooke Lopez greening threes.
Yeah, I think the final score was 125-91. It too early to say the Hawks are winning the series?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with the Hawks on this. Okay. People have been doubting them all series. They're like, oh, Knicks in 7, Knicks in 6, Knicks in 4 for some reason. I never thought of that. So the Hawks beat them in 5. Some of the upset, I'm pretty sure it's obvious they had a way better roster than the Knicks. And then the 76ers. 76ers in 5. 76ers getting the easy sweep. Then the Hawks win in 7. My exact prediction I had. Then in this series, the conference finals, winner goes to the finals. It's 1-1. Do you think the Hawks are winning another game?
I don't know. If Brooke can start making his staying with his threes and Giannis still doing his freakishness, I think they could possibly win. I don't know. Once they're in more deep games, in my opinion, I think the Hawks or Bucks might win. I'm trying to get, because there might be a game. Also tonight, Clippers versus Suns.
All right. Continuing with this topic, do you think this game was a fluke? Do you think it's the only game the Bucks are going to actually blow out the Hawks?
Probably. I think the rest of the games are going to be pretty close.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't see a ton of this game, so I don't know how to feel on this. Just last thing before we move on to the Clippers Suns. People are starting to put Trae Young in their top 5 point guards in the league right now. Do you think he is?
Yeah.
You're saying yeah. I'm going no. And I can name 5 better point guards.
Let's see what you got.
Stephen Curry.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving. Luka Doncic.
Yes.
Damian Lillard.
Yes, that's it.
Chris Paul. Russell Westbrook. That's the list.
You think Russell's better?
Actually, no. I take back Russ. Trey is 7. Don't use recency bias. Okay? Yeah, he's been popping off the playoffs. But everyone's like, oh, Tyler Hero's going to be an all-star. Yeah. Okay. Recency bias. Oh. I got to think of some. Oh, Paul George is going to have a horrible season because of terrible playoff performance. He made the all-star game and has led the Clippers to the conference finals.
Without Kawhi.
Trying to think of other recency biases. Oh, Jamal Murray is going to have an MVP-type season next year just because of his bubble performance. I mean, he hurt, but he also didn't make the All-Star game.
But his friend got the MVP.
Yeah. Don't use recency bias. Yeah, I named 6 players better. You could put Russell Westbrook in the conversation. Some people do. If you say Russell Westbrook's a stat chaser, yes, at sometimes. That's a casual take. He legit hustles for rebounds. He makes good decision passes. He just struggles with that 3-point shot.
He owns the record for triple-doubles.
So, before we move on to Clippers, Suns, what are your... Any more thoughts about this Hawks-Bucks series?
Nah.
Hawks in 7. Alright, moving on. So, 2 nights ago, the Clippers were down 2-0, and they win the game. They're up, or the Suns are still up 2-1 with the game tonight. Do you think the Clippers are taking this home, or do you think the Suns are still chilling?
My Clippers magic, baby. Let's go, Clippers!
I'm going with the Clippers, you know. They started 0-2 against the Mavs. They won the next 4 games. They started 0-2 against the Jazz. They won the next 4 games. They started 0-2 against the Suns. They just won this game.
Will they do their magic again?
Will they do it again? Probably not. I think it's going seven. Ooh. I do think Clippers are winning tonight. I think they're in LA again.
Home court advantage.
Just Cameron Payne's playing. He's not injured anymore. It's just Reggie Jackson, Paul George have been going off this entire playoffs. The Clippers were my finals prediction winners from the very beginning. I don't know, man. I didn't see the Lakers winning. I saw the Nets being a second-round exit, even though the Bucks roster isn't that good. I saw the Hawks making the conference finals, and they're not the strongest team compared to the Clippers. I didn't think the Jazz were good. I didn't think... I didn't think the Nuggets were good.
I would like the Clippers to win in the finals, and win the semifinals. But I would love to see Trae Young versus Devin Booker. Yes, we saw it in the regular season, but I would like to see it in the finals game.
Yeah. I'm going to go Clippers in seven.
Okay. Okay.
What's your thoughts?
I totally agree. Clippers win the series.
How many games? Six or seven?
Seven.
Seven? All right.
Actually, I'm kind of feeling six.
Six.
Feeling the six vibe.
And moving on to our last topic of this episode. Speaking of the playoffs, the Suns have now become the number one betting odd favorites to win the championship.
Hey, Suns, Clippers are coming.
All right. I don't know how much they're in the lead by, but they've taken this crown. It's obvious. I think they are the overall best team left available. They're better than the Bucks. They're better than the Hawks. Who knows about the Clippers, you know? Who knows? I mean, Devin Booker. The Clippers game might have been a fluke because Devin Booker and Trae Young played absolute trash.
Bro, I think. Time to just go, guys. I think that the Suns kind of have an easier win because they don't have Kawhi, the cat. Meow. You know?
The claw, you mean?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
All right, Derek. If we had to make number one, the favorite, to the least favorite right now in the championship picture, what's your 1 through 4?
1 through 4?
Yeah.
For sure Suns because they're the number one draft odd.
Okay.
Number two, Clippers. Okay. 3 Bucks. I meant 3 Hawks, 4 Bucks.
All right, my number one is the Suns. No bias. I think the Suns are definitely the favorites to win this entire finals.
Suns in four.
Number two. I'm going to go with the Clippers. Yeah, 3. If I saw the game, I'd know. But I'm going to go 3 Hawks, 4 Bucks. Depending on how this next game goes, yeah, that'll decide. I do think the Suns and the Clippers will both beat the Hawks and the Bucks.
For sure.
Anything else you got to say on that?
No. I mean, totally agree. I mean, Bucks are 4, bro. They're not that good. But I don't know how they made it this deep in the playoffs. I think this should have been a first or second round exit.
Well, that's going to do it for today's episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned. You should expect an episode either tomorrow or Monday. Hope you guys enjoyed this. See ya.
We mostly got daily podcasts.
Peace.